listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Fresh calls for healthcare equity for First Nations people in regional communities. The National Rural Health Alliance urging the federal government to commit to the recommendations identified in the recent Close the Gap campaign report on health equity. The Alliance's Susie Teagan says the disparity is alarming.
In rural areas where health is already worse, Aboriginal people live about 6.8 years less than other rural people. And the gap grows even bigger as remoteness increases.
A workers' accommodation site is on the way for Kalbarri. It'll see the state government transfer Crown land to the Shire of Northampton for the site. A crackdown on feral cat management across WA as the state government backs local initiatives. Two Midwest projects to share in over $180,000 in funding in a bid to tackle the wild animals. WA Feral Cat Working Group's Gillian Bryant says the cats have a huge impact on native wildlife.
They are consuming up to over 4 million reptiles, over 2 million birds and 8 million mammals every year. So they have a huge impact on our fauna and they definitely need to be managed and controlled.
Geraldton locals are reminded to expect some delays today. Road resurfacing works taking place along Hill Way from 7 this morning to 6 o'clock tonight. It's part of the city's efforts to renew more than 16 kilometres of road this year. In sport, a Geraldton surfer has become the first person to take out two titles at an annual competition in Perth. Jake Hagan crowned King and Prince of the Point for his wins in the main and under 21 divisions. The 18-year-old finished with a total 14.23 out of a possible 20, earning him a spot in next month's trials. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.